tonight's result seemed a bit of a cruel scoreline. What would you put your finger on as being the difference between the sides?
I guess you've been in games like that as well as I have, and they're not nice feelings, are they? Because you play for 76 minutes and you're in the game with a bit of momentum, and then they come up with two late scores like that, and really a bit of a kick in the teeth, really. But that's rugby for you, isn't it? They had momentum for the last 5 minutes.
At 20 points to 10, you must have thought, we can get someone out of this.
Well, I don't think too much, Andy, do I? So, but I certainly, we had the scrum because their loose head went off, and then we started dominating the scrum, and you know, didn't get any penalties from it. So we didn't get a scrum penalty all evening, but certainly had the match of them in the forwards and the power, and we just needed to just play a bit more patient. First of all, we get the bonus point, and then you start going for the win. And it's probably something we didn't quite manage well enough.
I mean, you mentioned the scrum. In the first half, the scrum and the line-out were under a bit of pressure. And without, you know, teaching a granddad to suck eggs here, set piece is obviously crucial. What will you be saying to the guys in the week, and how will you change it for next time?
You've got to look at all sorts of things when you look at set piece, haven't you? Decision-making, the opposition, you know, are they competing fairly? You know, scrums, are they binding fairly? But I'm a big believer in the players, they have to go out and dominate their opposite man mentally and physically. And it's not something you can always put right on the training field, but you can certainly help a little bit in bits and pieces you give them advice on.
Argyle maybe hosting the Cornish Pirates. What's your take on the latest vote?
The vote that they got the stadium back. Good for Cornwall rugby, Cornwall sport, I guess, in general. But then they need a home if they do get to the Premiership at the end of the season, which is obviously a big if. But they've certainly got a good team, and they've got a lot of momentum, having reached the final last year. So they've got a few of the right cards at the moment. But playing at Plymouth, that's going to be tough for Albion to take, especially if it lasts the whole season.
How much of an effect do you think it would have on Plymouth Albion?
People would like to watch high-class sport, and the higher the level, the more tempted they are to watch. So, we'd lose supporters for sure.
And as a man who's crossed the Tamar himself, how do you think it's going to be received from Cornish people if they thought that their team is actually playing in Devon?
Well, I guess that's the modern world now, isn't it? And if they do move, we are, you know, verging on the ridiculous at some stage, because it's almost like a franchising system.
Changing back to Plymouth Albion for this season at the moment then, some tough games coming up. You've got the Pirates away, you've got Rotherham away, and a couple of tough home games as well. Where do you see your next win?
We can only look at the next game, which is London Welsh at home next weekend, and we shall approach that game to try and win it.
Mr. Dorr, thank you very much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Burkett.